Welcome to Out in the Bay, queer radio from San Francisco. I'm Christopher Beal, and for Eric Jansen. Marilyn Mitchell is an independent musician that lives here in the Bay Area. She's a former member of the early 2000s all-transgender girl rock band Lipstick Conspiracy, and she has a new solo album called Lives Aligned. This time on Out in the Bay, we'll talk to Marilyn Mitchell, hear a few songs from the new album, and find out what's going on with Lipstick Conspiracy. Are they coming back? Either way, I promise that this show will rock. Marilyn Mitchell, today on Out in the Bay.
How many times have I been told?
Hold on to the past.
When we know damn well that in fact it wouldn't last. How many times are there left to carry on? A fire burns out what we had is dead and gone.
That's Lives Aligned. It's the title track from Marilyn Mitchell's latest album. Marilyn Mitchell, welcome to Out in the Bay.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Why don't we start with just a little bit of your background for folks that may not know you. Where are you from originally, Marilyn?
Well, originally from the Midwest in Ohio.
What part of Ohio?
A town called Lima.
Lima, Ohio. I'm familiar. I used to live in Cleveland.
So we're talking, remember Hugh Downs on the Today program?
Sure.
He was from Ohio. Phyllis Diller was basically from Lima. And Neil Armstrong. And then, of course, there's me.
So you're just one in a long line of talented people coming out of Lima, Ohio. I love that. How did you come to be a musician? How did you find music?
It certainly goes back to when I was a teenager. And listening to all kinds of stuff. And I wanted to get a guitar because I was listening to rock bands. And it was like, geez, what is this stuff is really cool. It wasn't long after that I was starting to write music. And I have no idea why, but it was just something that made sense to me to try to do something with a guitar. So that's how I started.
Your lyrics stand out especially to me. Because they seem to come from several places, from your heart, possibly from rage at certain points. Like, you wrote a couple of songs about former President Trump, didn't you?
Yes, recently. Yeah.
We're going to hear the other one later in the show, but can you tell me about this first song, Culprit?
Culprit kind of started with events that were going on at the time, different events that I was seeing on TV. And some of them were really strange, like Jeffrey Epstein, you know, dying in prison. And that was all pretty mysterious. And there were riots kind of stuff going on. And of course, Trump was in office at that time. And I wasn't a big fan of his, I think. And I just said, oh, what the heck, you know, these are the times that we're in. And he's the president. And why not just make him the culprit? And so that's what I did.
A pile of bricks, a restless crowd, a coincidence that misrepresents like the Turin Shroud. The culprit laughs as he hides away, escaping from all the deeds he's done, spineless stowaway.
A flood of tears and the nation sleeps.
That's Culprit by our guest, Marilyn Mitchell. It's from the new album, Lives Aligned. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Christopher Beal in for Eric Jansen. Can you talk about your coming out journey, Marilyn, how you found yourself and how you came out?
Wow. Yeah. Well, before I moved here, I was in Boulder, Colorado. I was teaching there. I'm a professor also in kinesiology, and I teach here at San Francisco State. But before that, I was at the University of Colorado in Boulder. And I knew right before I moved here, because a job came up here and I decided to take it. But right before that, it's really difficult for me to pin down. But I started getting these feelings. And there were some things that I think kicked it off. They may sound a little strange, but one was that we had faculty members in our department that we had hired, and they were big shots. You know, they were bringing in millions of dollars. But they also came in with quite a macho kind of personality, and they really started to get on everybody's nerves in a way. And for some reason, it really got on my nerves. Mm-hmm. And it was just about this over masculinity, I guess. I was just so taken aback by some of their behaviors that I can only say were just over masculinized, I suppose. And I think my brain was looking for some kind of an escape. And I just started experimenting around with makeup and things like that. And all of a sudden, you know, there was a couple of times when I, you know, just kind of looked in the mirror and I went, oh my gosh, there's somebody else in here that I don't even know. And it just went from there. Several months later, I moved out here, and it just carried on. I wanted to just find out more about this other part of me that I didn't really know. So I had to go buy clothes and all that stuff. And oh boy, that's a whole story right there.
When did you move to the city and come out?
It was somewhere around about 1999, 2000.
I want to talk a little bit about some earlier stuff from your music career. You were once a part of an all-trans rock band called Lipstick Conspiracy. Tell me about that, because like I hear whispers about it everywhere.
Well, that's good. That's good. We kind of like the mystery behind the whole band.
Like, what is Lipstick Conspiracy?
Like you say, it was an all-transgender girl band. And when I first moved to the city that we just talked about earlier, I didn't know anybody really outside of work, but I started to venture out eventually, you know, into San Francisco. And then I found a friend. Her name was Tori. We became pretty good friends. And then one day, Tori said, hey, I've found another friend, her name's Sarah, that is thinking of starting a rock and roll band. And I go, well, that sounds kind of interesting. And I said, Tori, do you play music? And she goes, well, yeah, I play piano. And I go, oh, well, that's cool. And I told her that I play guitar. And she goes, really? Seriously, within, I don't know how many months, we got our first gig. But that's how Lipstick Conspiracy started.
How long was Lipstick Conspiracy together? You did two albums, right?
We did an EP of a few songs, and then we did a full album. It's called The Perfect Alibi.
And that's the album that came out. Was it in 2006 that one came out?
Yes, that's correct.
And there's been nothing since. Why?
The album came out in 2006. So we were still together for a few years after that. And we broke up in 2010. Our website is still functional, lipstickconspiracy.com. So people can go check that out. And I think I just talked to Sarah today, and she's thinking, we're going to start adding a few things to this. Okay.
Is that a sign that there's something about this could change? Like, could Lipstick Conspiracy be coming back?
Let's just say there's some interesting rumors going around.
Wait, that's all you're going to give me? I'm trying to confirm the rumors. I'm coming right to the source. I just know for a fact that our executive producer, Eric Jansen, would do backflips if Lipstick Conspiracy came back. So I had to ask the question, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Over the course of the 8 years that we were together, I think I've roughly calculated that we had well over 100 gigs all over the city. Plus, we went on tour So we kind of got, we moved quite a ways from those early days in Sarah's apartment. I think we did pretty well.
Do you miss it?
Well, the thing is, after we broke up in 2010, I'll be honest, I was kind of devastated in a way. It didn't come suddenly, but it just happened. And it was, you know, when it was obvious that it was over, you know, I certainly went through a pretty down period. And I certainly missed it. I didn't want it to go. I thought we actually were getting to that point of whatever that next level is. Wherever we were, I think we were ready for that next level. And now I think there might be some, let's just say that the three of us, Sarah, Shauna, and I got together a couple of weeks ago, and we laid down a few tracks. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
So I think there might be a song, at least a song coming out of this. And we do have some other ideas about what we might want to do.
Marilyn, I want to play a song from Lipstick Conspiracy. It's off of the Riot Act soundtrack. This is called Don't Think About Love. That was Don't Think About Love by Lipstick Conspiracy. It's from the Riot Act soundtrack. These days, you've been working with a producer named Craig Dukes. He's worked on your last two albums, right?
That's correct.
How did you meet and form this creative bond with Craig?
So after Lipstick Conspiracy stopped, I decided over the next several months to just keep working on my own music. And at some point, I got this idea about working with somebody else. I just saw his ad that he was audio engineer in Craigslist, you know, and so Craig on Craigslist.
I was just about to say, of course, you found Craig on Craigslist.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think it is that Craig adds to your music that may not have been there before?
He brings a lot of musicianship. We can collaborate musically very easily, but he also is an engineer, and he brings that wealth of knowledge. I couldn't have done what I've done without him. he's just been an incredible addition to the music and a supporter and certainly a good friend now.
I want to play another song from Lives Aligned. It's another song about the Trump era and the man himself. It's called I'm So Glad You're Gone. What's the backstory to this one?
First of all, I started working on that tune maybe even before I met Craig. I'm pretty sure I did, but I never forgot the riff. There is just something about that riff. I said, I've got to do something with it. But I struggled really hard for many months, maybe a year or two, and not really coming up with anything. And then when I got together with Craig and we were needing some more material, I remembered this riff and I said, okay, I'm going to give it another shot. And it just started to open up. And it wasn't too long into putting the music together that the idea for the song came together. And again, it was kind of Trump inspired. And it turned out that the lyrics started to really come together once, you know, once he lost the election to Biden. So it's kind of a duo title of I'm So Glad, and then in parentheses that, you know, you're gone.
You're listening to Out in the Bay, queer radio from San Francisco. I'm Christopher Beal in for Eric Jansen. My guest is independent musician Marilyn Mitchell. Her latest album is out now. It's called Lives Aligned. What do you want people to take away from this new album, from Lives Aligned? Like, what's the thing that people should walk away with?
I like to put music together. I think my favorite way to leave my music is to almost like a piece of art in a way where you can go into a museum and see a Picasso and say, what in the world is that? And then the person right next to them says, well, this is what I think. So part of my music, not all, but I think part of it is kind of, I like to leave it that way. So people can maybe have their own interpretation of what they're getting from it. And, you know, some of the songs, I think, lend themselves to that interpretation. Some are pretty straightforward, but I think there are a few of them that might make people think a little bit.
What does this album mean to you?
For me, I'm just so happy that I'm able to leave something behind. You know, I've been playing music for such a long time, and I think I'm in a position to get as many people to listen to the music as possible and, again, have their own interpretation of it. But for me, it's just like leaving an imprint. You know, I've been here. This is how I felt about things. And this is, you know, a lot of the songs are, of course, inspired by some previous experiences. And I just think it's a way to let the world know that, you know, I've walked on the planet. I've kind of lived my life. And there you go.
I want to play one more song as we wrap up. It's called "End of My Life." But before I play that, just as we move into 2022, it's a new year and you're looking ahead at the future. What's next for Marilyn Mitchell? What's next for you?
I think I'm still going to continue to write music, whether I'm in a band or otherwise. By the way, I am in another band called Not the Hoople. It's a tribute band for Mott the Hoople, which was a 70s band. They needed a lead guitar player, so I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And of course, there's Lipstick Conspiracy, which is...
may or may not be returning soon.
Who really knows?
Marilyn, lastly, where can people keep up with you and find your music and everything?
The last album is on all the streaming platforms, Spotify and iTunes.
Well, I'm going to put a link to your album in the show notes at outinthebay.org. Marilyn Mitchell, thanks so much for joining me this week, Out in the Bay.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Christopher.
Things are made.
You've been listening to Out in the Bay. My guest was Marilyn Mitchell. Her new album is called Lives Aligned. We'll include a link at outinthebay.org in the post about this week's show. That's outinthebay.org. That's where you can hear and share our shows with a friend. We'd appreciate that. You can also sign up for our occasional email newsletters so you don't miss an episode. That's also where you can subscribe to Out in the Bay podcast. Please also consider making a donation there to help us keep bringing queer air to your ears. Out in the Bay is a nonprofit, independent production. That means we don't get any financial support from the radio stations that air Out in the Bay, nor from NPR, nor from podcast platforms. We rely on listener support from people like you. I want to thank Brad Payton and Richard Merck of Silicon Valley for their generous support, and also Cornelia Enders and Bud Dylan of San Francisco. We'll thank you on the air only if you say it's okay for us to do so. Our theme music was written and performed by Holly Mead. Thanks also to KALW 91.7 FM in the San Francisco Bay Area and San Francisco Public Press and its radio station KSFP 102.5 FM for broadcasting Out in the Bay every week. If you want to join our team, you can email us at outinthebay@yahoo.com to learn more. You can send comments there too. That's outinthebay@yahoo.com. I produced this episode and engineered it here in San Francisco, California. I'm Christopher Beal, and for Eric Jansen this week, thanks for joining me out in the Bay and at outinthebay.org.